是，喜欢他的儿女在祷告生活中与他亲近，在祷告生活中把自己信托给他。我们把今天晚上的聚会恭敬托在你的手中，亲爱的主啊，感谢你在这些日子把爱慕的心，把你自己丰盛的恩典给我们，充满我们这个人。吸引我们到你的跟前来，主啊，愿在这些日子，你借着你的话建立我们祷告的生活，培养我们里面祷告的习惯，让我们在祷告生活中不仅得着你丰盛的恩典，经历你奇妙的作为，更让我们借着祷告，亲爱的主，我们更多认识爱我们的主。更多认识爱我们的父神，好叫我们见你面的时候，我们的心是欢喜的；见你面的时候，我们里面是丰富的。我们能够一同把我们在你面前所得着的，我们所经历的，与众圣徒一同献在你的跟前。我们把今天晚上的交通恭敬托在你的手中，主啊。吸引我们，教导我们，在日常生活最小的事物上面，让我们经历祷告生活的甜美。我们把感谢、赞美、敬拜都献给你和父神。祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门，
阿门，
阿门。
阿门，阿门。
今天晚上请问是初俊弟兄还是？好，初俊弟兄翻译哈。为着我们这一次的追求，我心里面实在充满了感谢。
For this time, for our fellowship, my heart is full of appreciation.
因为每一次交通完了，我们都有一周啊，弟兄姊妹们彼此分享我们的领受、学习和建造和见证。
Because after each week of fellowship, brothers and sisters can have time to discuss the shared testimonies about the fellowship that we had.
上一周呢，我参加了在 Rockville 一组弟兄姊妹们的分享。
So last week, I was able to participate in one of the fellowship groups in the Rockville Church.
后来我跟我姊妹讲啊，那个分享让我认识我的自己。
I told my wife that that fellowship made me realize myself.
那一次分享我也得着非常弟兄姊妹们很大的扶持和激励安慰。
Again, a lot of support and encouragement from all the brothers and sisters.
因为有一位姊妹问了几个非常实际的问题。
Because one sister asked a few very real estate questions.
在结束的时候，他告诉我说：“他说，伯弟兄，以前你来我们这边有周末的特别聚会。
The sister asked, "Oh, Brother Bo, you have came for a special gathering on the weekend."
每次聚会呢，我都要很认真，因为你讲的东西我都听不太懂。
Every time you have spoken, it seems very deep, and I have to pay very special attention to it.
如果我有一句话没有听到，后面我就都听不懂了。
And to me, if I miss one sentence, I feel like I don't understand any of it.
他说这一次啊，你讲的这几个题目啊，好像觉得我们回到人间了。
This time, your fellowship, the topics you have chosen, feel like we have come back to earth.
我把这件事告诉我的姊妹。他说："你知道吗？我跟你结婚40年，我一直跟你讲这件事，你都不听的。
I told my wife about this, then she replied, "Well, we've been married for 4 years. I've been telling you the same thing over and over again. You never listened to me."
"42 years."
"42 years."
可能我这个人的思路啊，还有习惯呢， 和普通的人不太一样。
Perhaps my thinking process and my logic are kind of different from others.
但是这一次我们一起谈到祷告的事情，我觉得我们都站在同样的，我们是受造的人的地位。
But when it comes to prayer, praying prayer, and we are all on the same starting line as a creator, created by God.
在还没有进入主题之前呢，就着上一周我参加那一组的分享，啊，我觉得有几样事情我要和弟兄姊妹补充一下。
Before today's message, I want to share my thoughts based on last week's fellowship that I participated.
上次我们交通到呢，祷告乃是向神说话，并且听见神向我们说话。
Last week, our fellowship was talking about prayer as a way to talk to God and to listen to what God spoke to us.
我们姊妹一开头就讲到，她问了。有的时候我们祷告确实感觉到主的同在，也感觉到里面有主的带领和主给我们的引导。
One sister asked, well, sometimes when we pray, we do feel the presence of God, and we do feel God is guiding and leading us.
但是有的时候觉得呢，好像那个感觉到底是出于主的呢，还是出于我自己的呢，或者是仇敌放在我里面的意念。
But the sister asked, well, how can I distinguish the thought of my own and the thought of God or even the thought of the devil?
我们怎么在祷告生活中安静的时候知道这是神向我说话呢？
When we come to our quiet time in our prayers, how can we know that God is speaking to us?
我觉得这是一个非常重要也非常实际的问题。
I think this is a very important yet very realistic question.
我们每一个人，我们是神的儿女，照着本能来讲，我们应该会听牧人的声音的。
For us, the creation by God, we're the children of God, and for our own, based on our own nature, we should listen to the shepherd's voice.
但是呢，在肉身生活中，我们的经历，我们确实开头的时候并不熟悉主的声音的。
But realistically, in our life, in our own flesh, and oftentimes in the beginning, we are not very familiar with the voice of the shepherd.
就好像旧约时代呢，童子撒母耳，神第一次要向他说话，呼叫他名字的时候，他就跑到以利那里去了。
Like Samuel in the Old Testament, the first time God has spoken to Samuel, Samuel did not know it. Samuel went to Eli and high.
所以我们要学习听主的声音，啊，是一个过程，也是一个心愿的祷告。
Learning the voice of our Lord is a process, is a prayer of a process.
我们向主求说，主啊，开通我的耳朵，使我能听见你的声音。
So when we pray, we should say, "Oh Lord, open my ears, so that I can listen to you."
在初信的弟兄姊妹或者年幼的弟兄姊妹开始学的时候
，In our younger believers, when we first start to learn,
有的时候主借着环境，借着弟兄姊妹向我们印证他给我们的感觉。
Oftentimes, through our brother and sister environment, our Lord has showed us that this feeling that we have.
那么也有的时候，我们里面会有一个平安、满了生命滋润的感觉，那个叫做恩膏的教导。
And some other time, we will feel this peace and this overflowing of joy, and that is a being anointed.
也有的时候，我们聚会听见人引用神的话语，圣经那句话进到我的心里面，我就知道这是神跟我说话。
And other times, when we are at our gathering, we have heard brothers or sisters quoting the Bible verses, and that has somehow entered into your heart, and that you know that's the speaking of the Holy Spirit.
有的时候我们在主面前祷告，主向我们说话呢，就是借着我们自己这个人的自我意识。但是里面呢，却是神的意。 神的声音。
Sometimes when we pray, oftentimes God has spoken to us through our own self-realization. That is God speaking to us.
为什么呢？因为当我们重生得救的时候，圣灵他就住在我们的灵里面。
So how come we can use our own self-realization? Well, it's because we were born again. The Holy Spirit now dwells within us.
圣灵就是耶稣基督的灵，是带着主耶稣做人，他能够摸到我们人性的那个灵。
Well, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and it's the Spirit that our Lord Jesus Christ, as a human being on this earth, can touch our heart.
他从我们的灵里面出来的时候，常常的就好像是我自己的那个自我意识里面的一个声音一样。
So when the Spirit came out of ourselves, it's like our own self-realization talking about.
我们在这些点上，如果你肯操练，弟兄姊妹，我们逐渐就会熟悉，这是主，那不是主。
Brothers, sisters, if you practice what I've taught, this, you will know that what is God, what is not God.
我们开头的时候总是要花一点心去留意，去等候，去问主说，主啊，这是你吗？
In the beginning, we have to wait. We have to ask, oh Lord, is this you?
可能十次中间，我们有一次，慢慢有两次，然后有三次，我分辨出来这是主。弟兄姊妹，你越来就越熟悉主的声音。
And maybe one out of 10 times you've realized this is God, or two out of 10, or three times. The more you practice, the more you have the feeling that you know what God's voice is.
使徒保罗用他的经历告诉我们说，如果我们常常体贴圣灵，那么体贴圣灵的感觉的时候，它会有结果的，那个结果就是生命和平安。
Paul the Apostle has spoken that if you care, if you come near to the Holy Spirit, that has results, and that results is life and peace.
可能有几次呢，我摸到了，我就感谢主；也有几次呢，我以为是圣灵，结果是我自己，那我要承认，主啊，是我不熟悉你的声音。
Maybe perhaps sometimes you feel the Holy Spirit. You're like, oh, praise the Lord, I feel it. But sometimes you didn't feel it. That's you. And that's okay. You have to acknowledge that.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们这样学习啊，你知道，凡是出于仇敌的，他一定是挑动我们肉体啊，讨我们的肉身欢喜的事情。
Certain things, you know, it's.That's not from the spirit. It's things that making your flesh, making yourself happy.
并且呢，它结出来的果子不是神圣的生命和平安，反而有的时候带给人思虑、愁烦，还有不安的。
The fruit it bears oftentimes just always does not have the holy life and the holy joy, but sometimes it comes with our own worry, our own unrest.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们。开头啊，讲到祷告，我们不仅把我们的心愿，把我们的问题，借着祷告告诉主，并且我们安静，听他回答我们。
So brothers and sisters, when it comes to prayer, it's not only that we bring our prayers to the Lord, but also we have to listen to what our Lord says to us.
常常主不是立刻就回答了，可能我们要安静等候好几天，但是这几天呢，你就一直活在一个做仆人注视主人的光景中，你看出怎样回答我。
Sometimes the Lord does not answer right away. Maybe it takes 2 days, 3 days. But during the waiting process, you're like a servant looking at your master's hand. Pay attention to every detail.
那么接下来呢，另外一个问题，我今天不回答，我把这问题先告诉弟兄姊妹。
Brothers, sisters, there's another question. I would like to tell you the question now.
我们姊妹问到呢，我很愿意学习祷告，但是我怎么知道我的祷告是合神心意的呢？
The sister asked, well, I love to learn how to pray. How do I know this prayer that I'm giving is in favor of God?
感谢主，我们能够问这个问题，表示你愿意有一个合神心意的祷告。
Praise the Lord. You know, when you ask this type of question, that means you want to have a prayer that's according to God's will.
合神心意的祷告是带来极大的祝福，也显出极大的能力的。
the prayer that's according to God's will bring you blessings also, it will have lots of power from God.
所以这个是另外一个很重要的题目, 今天晚上我只提一下, 合神心意的祷告呢, 就是你祷告生活里面, 里面蛮有滋润, 感觉主就在你面前。
When you pray, and you know when your prayer is according to God's will, then you can feel God is within that prayer.
像刚才我们有弟兄姊妹祷告, 我们愿意在圣灵中祷告, 因为住在我里面的圣灵, 祂要带领我们, 照着神的心意来祷告。
It's like one of my brothers or sisters pray that we want to pray in the Spirit. Because we know that when we pray in the Spirit, our Spirit will lead us to the prayer.
好,这是我自己啊, 上个礼拜参加弟兄姊妹的分享和交通, 我的领受和收获。
Brothers and sisters, this is my understanding, this is what I have gained from our fellowship.
这一次我们的交通啊, 我们是彼此服侍。
Brothers and sisters, we're serving each other in this fellowship here.
每一个弟兄姊妹在主面前, 我们都可以从主领受, 在主里有学习。
Because when we are fellowshipping in front of God, we're all learning from each other.
今天晚上我要和弟兄姊妹交通, 祷告的另外一方面。
We are talking about another aspect of the Bible, the prayer.
就是我们来到主面前呢, 有一种的祷告, 叫做求问。 寻求的祷告,
because there is a type of prayer that when coming in front of God, it's the prayer is asking.
Prayer of seeking.
Seeking.
And prayer of inquiry.
Inquiry.
我们到主的面前来, 我们可以寻找主, 我们可以来问主问题。
We are here, we can seek God. We can also inquire to God.
首先我们来读一点的圣经。
So let's read a few Bible verses.
出埃及记第19章第6节。
Book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 6.
这是一节非常重要的经文,我盼望弟兄姊妹把它背起来。
This is a very important Bible verse. I hope everybody can memorize it.
如果我们明白了这一节圣经的意义, 而且我们进入他话语的实际,
if you can understand the meaning of the word, the verses here, and you can get into the reality of it,
我们才能真正丰富地享受神在基督里给我们的救恩。
And we can truly enjoy the abundance of the blessing that we receive from the salvation of God.
而且神的旨意, 神的目的在我们身上才可能成全和实现。
And the purpose of God can be revealed and prevailed in us.
出埃及记第19章第6节, 你们要归我做祭司的国度, 为圣洁的国民, 这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Reading from the Darby version, And ye shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the word which thou shalt speak to the children of Israel.
然后我们再来读 出埃及记28章第1节。
Let's read the book of Exodus chapter 28 verse 1.
你要从以色列人中使你的哥哥亚伦和他的儿子拿达、亚比户、以利亚撒、以他玛一同就近你，给我供祭司的职分。
And thou shalt take these Aaron thy brother and his sons with him from among children of Israel, that he may serve me as priest. Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar, Aaron's son.
好,刚才我们弟兄英文里面讲到这个给我供祭司的职分,直接翻译就是说他们做祭司来服侍我。
The English translation is more straightforward here when God has told Moses, he may serve me as priest.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人, 亚伦和他的儿子们呢, 是做一个样品, 做一个榜样, 告诉我们, 我们都该那个样子,
Aaron and his son are examples, which we all are the ones who are saved, can be like them, like a priest.
我们今天新约时代, 每一个神的儿女都是服侍神的人。
Because we're in the New Testament era, every single one of us, brothers and sisters, are the servant of God.
那么怎么服侍呢？是像祭司一样来服侍神。
How do we serve our Lord? We serve like a priest.
那么我们在读出埃及记二十八章，这个祭司在他服侍中有什么特点？
And let's read from the book of Exodus chapter 28. What kind of characteristics when the priests are serving?
28章第四节。
Verse 4.
所要做的就是胸牌以福德，后面我就不读了。
These are the garments which thou shall make, a breastplate and ephod, a cloak, and so on and so forth.
我们看见祭司要服侍神呢，他必须要穿神给他的一套衣服。
When the priest is serving, he has to wear this garment that God gave
him. 我们在教会里面要服侍主呢，我们必须披戴基督，那是神给我们的衣服。
When we serve in our church, we have to wear our Jesus Christ, which is given by God as our cloak.
我们不是在外面让别人看见我这个人，我多热心，我多聪明，我多有这个主意。
It's not from the outside we want people to see, like, oh, how smart we are, how zealous we are, how decision-making process we are.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要披戴基督，让别人从我们身上看见基督的那个美丽，那个丰富和荣耀。
We are wearing our Lord Jesus Christ as our garment, so other people can see how glorious our Lord Jesus Christ is.
那么祭司所穿的这衣服，我不去细讲，其中有一个就是最外面的一个背心，叫做以弗德。
I'm not going to discuss thoroughly what the garment is, but I'm going to talk about this ephod.
在这个以弗德的前面呢，有一个带子，上面有十二块宝石，那个带子叫做胸牌。
In front of the ephod, there is this pocket. It has 12 jewels or stones or jewels. It's called a breastplate.
Yeah, 这个胸牌啊，在后面他讲到叫做决断的胸牌。
The breastplate is called
在第十五节。你要用巧匠的手工做一个决断的胸牌
，called a breastplate of judgment，
啊，或者是 judgment 是不是
？judgment
是好，谢谢，啊，做一个判断，
you have to make a good judgment，
啊，这个胸牌呢，就跟我们今天讲的这个祷告是有关系的
，and this breastplate is connected to our prayer。
好，我们再读一下第二十八章的第三十节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 28, verse 30.
又要将乌灵和土民放在决断的胸牌里。亚伦进到耶和华面前的时候，要带在胸前，在耶和华面前常将以色列人的决断牌带在胸前。
Thou shalt put into the breastplate of judgment the it's really not Urim, it's Urim and Tumim, that they may be upon Aaron's heart when he goes in before Jehovah. And Aaron shall bear. Should I keep going? And Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before Jehovah.
我们看见，在这个决断的胸牌里面呢。有两个东西，一个叫做乌灵，一个叫做土灵。
There's these two things, Urim and Tumim, that's in the breastplate.
有人告诉我们说，这是好像是两块石头，一块是黑色的，一块是白色的。
There's two stones, one is white, one is black.
当以色列人碰见有难解的疑问，有各样的需要，他们不知道前面该怎么做决定的时候。他们就请亚伦到神的面前去祷告，求神为他们决断。
When the Israelites have some difficult question they couldn't solve or they're unclear about the future direction, they will ask Aaron to go in front of God and pray for them.
那么亚伦呢，在神面前祷告的时候，就把这两块石头拿在手上了。在神面前祷告以后，若是神回答呢，那个回答就显在这石头上面。
And Aaron will put the two stones in his hand, and he will pray. And when our Lord Jehovah answers back, it will be on those two stones.
弟兄姊妹，这讲到神儿女们的生活在祷告中怎样得着神的旨意。
Brothers, sisters, this is our prayer life. How can we receive guidance from our Lord?
我们刚才读的这些经文
，the verses we just read，
我们首先看见神救赎，从旧约一直到新约，救赎人他的心意和目的是什么呢
？We know what is the purpose and what's the will of God saving us human beings。
不仅救我们，使我们回家成为神的儿女。
Not only saving us to call us back home and to become the children of God。
我们知道儿女啊，可以是长成的，也可以是一个幼小的孩子。
When we're being children, we can be mature or we can be immature, like adult, like child.
但是呢，神的心意不是只停在这个点上。
That's not our will of our Lord.
神希望我们每一个人，无论我们刚得救或者得救许多年，我们在神面前都做祭司。
Our Lord God wants to know, regardless we are new believers or we're seasoned believers, and want us to become priests.
做祭司是来服侍神的。
And the purpose of a priest is to serve our Lord.
所以认识圣经、明白救恩的人，常常告诉弟兄姊妹说，我们的正业在神面前是侍奉神、做祭司。
And the ones who really know the word of the Lord tell us that our purpose is to serve our Lord in front of him.
或者这样讲啊 ，our occupation， 我们的 profession 在地上啊是侍奉神。
Our occupation is to serve our Lord.
哦，你说不，我是一个做软件工程师。
Oh no, my occupation is a software engineer.
我是一个这个在社会上在公司里面做管理做经理的。
I'm a manager. I'm a director of a company.
他是一个做医生的。
He's a doctor.
那是神给我们在地上养生的副业。
But that's our side hustle that God has given us on this.
所以以前的话讲啊，这叫做 to our amateur work to make a living. 但是我们在地上真正的正业，有永远价值的工作，乃是做祭司侍奉神。
For our true occupation on this earth is to serve our Lord.
我盼望我们这一次追求完以后呢，我们两个聚会所有弟兄姊妹都喜乐的到神面前来感恩说，主啊，感谢你，你救我，做你的仆人，做你的祭司。
And I really hope after this fellowship, we'll come in front of our Lord full of joy and say, Oh Lord, thank you for making me your servant, making me your priest.
所以以色列人才出了埃及，刚刚到了西乃山底下，神就把这个目的，把这个荣耀的职分赐给所有的以色列人。
The Israelites just got to Mount Sinai, just left Egypt. Now our Lord has given them this eternal purpose. Let them be a priest.
神告诉他们说，你们要归我，你们要和世界上所有的人都不同。为什么呢？他们是为自己而活，为着一口饭而活，为着享受而活。
Our Lord has told them,You belong to me. You're so different from the rest of the world because they live for this food on the table. They live for a joy in other places.
但是我给你们的目的，你们呢要归我做祭司的国度。
But you belong to me. You will be the kingdom of priesthood.
我们知道以色列人是牧羊的。
We know that Israelites shepherd sheep.
世界上其他的民族也有牧羊的。
There's some other tribes also shepherd sheep.
但是以色列的牧羊人和其他的牧羊人不一样在什么地方呢
？What is the difference between the Israelite shepherds and other shepherds?
他们牧羊只是为着养生，他们真正的是在侍奉神。
They shepherd sheep just to they can live, but their real purpose is serve God.
他们牧的羊呢？他们最荣耀的就是那个羊可以做祭物，拿去献给神。
their highest accolade they can ever receive from shepherding sheep is the sheep that they got can be offered as a sacrifice to God.
做祭司的国度就告诉我们说，这个国家从老人到小孩，从男人到女人，每一个人都是祭司，那叫做祭司的国度。
Being a kingdom of priesthood means old person, young person, women, men, they can all be priests. That's the meaning of kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望我们讲祷告的时候，弟兄姊妹能够明白这个点。
Brothers and sisters, I hope when we talk about prayer, we'll understand this point.
你会发现，祷告对我们来讲是多么尊贵、多么重要的一件事情。
We will know that how important a prayer is to us.
新约时代，彼得告诉我们说，教会全体就是神祭司的国度。
In the New Testament, Peter has said, this entity of church is the priesthood, the kingdom of priesthood.
使徒约翰呢，在启示录里面也告诉我们的，我们蒙救赎是归给神做祭司的国度。
John the Apostle also said, when we are saved and we are now priests of God.
那么祭司来服侍神呢，最宝贵的一个点就是神给我们祷告的权柄。
As a priest, the most important thing God has given us is the authority to pray.
在这个祷告的权柄里面，在旧约时代呢，在亚伦和他儿子们身上，就是那个以弗德和胸牌。
In the Old Testament,That is represented by Aaron and his son's breastplate and the ziphod.
是借着他们所穿的，表达他们的行为，他们的侍奉的工作，是用祷告来让神在人间做决断。
Through what they were wearing, through their work, to reveal that all they were doing is to let God to decide to judge the rest of the things they're doing.
神来引导他的儿女们。
To let God to guide their sons and daughters.
神来为我们做最后的决定。
To let our God to make the last final judgment for all.
而这样的生活和侍奉是今天新约时代每一个神的儿女都可以亲身经历并且享受的。
This type of life, now we all in the New Testament can all experience and enjoy.
到了新约时代，在马太福音第七章第七节第八节，主耶稣就提到这个点。
And in the New Testament, our Lord Jesus Christ has mentioned that in Matthew chapter 7 verse 8.
我盼望这两句话大家都会背哈。
And I hope we can all memorize it.
刚才我们有姊妹祷告啊，主带我们祷告，因为主应许我们说，你们凡祈求的就得着。
And our sister has prayed and asked, yeah, it shall be given to me.
寻找的就寻见。
Seek and you shall find.
叩门的就给你们开门。
Knock, it shall be open to you.
主在说，因为呢，凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to them the knock it shall be open.
我们要感谢神，在这里有一段呢，主说到你们寻找的就寻见。
Praise the Lord, because our Lord Jesus Christ has said, "Seek, ye shall find."
这样的祷告就是我们显出了我们身上有以弗德有一个决断的胸牌。
This type of prayer shows that we have this ephod, we have this plate of judgment.
在新约时代，主耶稣他鼓励。并且应许我们到神的面前来寻找。
In the New Testament era, our Lord Jesus Christ encouraged and also promised us to go seek in front of God.
叫我们在祷告生活中常常的在神面前求问。
So we can always seek and inquire in front of God.
那么接下来我要和弟兄姊妹分享呢，什么叫做求问的祷告？
So next, I'm going to ask, share with you, what is the prayer of seeking and inquiry?
我们用旧约以色列人的生活和行走来做一个例子说明。
When we use examples of the Israelites in the Old Testament, their life and their journey.
在民数记第二十七章里面。
In the book of Numbers, chapter 27.
摩西啊，在以色列和以色列百姓一起生活，遇到了两个问题。
When Moses was living among the Israelites, they have two problems.
第一个问题呢，在第二十七章的第五节里面。
It's in chapter 27, verse 5.
那里在马拉西族里面有一个家庭呢，这个爸爸盼望生儿子，结果呢，他生了五个女儿，没有儿子。
In the tribe of Manasseh, there was this man who wanted a son, but he had five daughters.
在当时的犹太人，他们从神的旨意领会呢，产业是给男孩子来继承的。
From the perspective of Israelites, and they're getting there from God, inheritance can only pass down to the son.
当然，那时候他们还没有进迦南地，那么要分产业呢，是分给男丁的，不分给女孩的、女性的。
They have not entered into the land of Canaan yet. So when they have split their inheritance, they can only give them to the sons, not daughters.
但是这五个女儿呢，他们觉得我们又没有兄弟，那我们家就没有产业吗？
So there's five daughters after, well, we have no brothers. Should our family not have any inheritance?
他们就到摩西面前来问，他说我父亲呢，跟其他的一样，他们都劳苦侍奉了，那么进了迦南地，因为我们没有兄弟，我们家就没有产业吗？
So this five daughters asked Moses, well, our father served like everybody else, labored and served.
Just because he didn't have a son. 对不起，摩西没有凭他自己的想法，也没有用人的传统的看法来回答这个问题。
Well, Moses did not answer that question, and did not answer the question through our men's tradition, or his own thought.
在民数记二十七章第五节呢，摩西知道了这个问题。他说：“于是摩西将他们的案件呈到耶和华面前。”
So in Numbers chapter 27, verse 5, after Moses heard this case of no son in the family, Moses brought their case before the Lord.
在这件事情上面，不是摩西来做决定。
In this matter, it's not Moses making the judgment.
不是摩西来做判断。
It's not Moses making the decision.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在人世中间生活久了，有时候碰见一对夫妻啊，问他们问题，你眼睛看着那个丈夫，那丈夫说不要看我，我们家都是他做决定的。
Brother, sister, we live on this earth for a long time. If you ask a couple of questions, if you ask the brother a question, the brother often look at the wife and say, well, she's the one that's making decisions.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常啊，看哪个人强势，哪个人说话大声，哪个人机巧，哪个人就出头做决定。
Brother, sister, this happens all the time. The ones who have louder voice, the one who seems very tricky and smart often make decisions.
这是我们还没有信主或者刚刚信主以后呢，我们非常常见的情况。
This is seen very often before we were saved or right after we were saved.
但是摩西那个时候啊，他侍奉主已经呢跟着以色列百姓有四十年，他将近120岁。
Moses at that time was almost 120 years old. He has served the Lord for almost 40 years.
他认识神。
Our Moses know the Lord.
他很有经验。
He is very experienced.
而且他为人正直，非常公平。
He's very straightforward and he's very fair.
但是我们很稀奇的看见。摩西没有就立刻回答说：“哦，你们也应该拿一份，或者你们不应该拿。”
To our surprise, Moses did not answer right back of, "Oh, you don't have any inheritance. Oh, yeah, okay, you can take some inheritance."
摩西一个非常自然的反应，他就把这个问题借着祷告带到神的面前。
The very natural reaction of Moses when it comes to this matter is to bring this thing to the Lord through prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我们个人的生活。如果你碰见要决定的时候，你习不习惯借着祷告带到神的面前去问呢？
Brother, sisters, in your own personal life, when you make a decision, do you often bring that in front of the Lord and ask?
我们在教会里面侍奉，弟兄姊妹们，碰到教会众人的事情的时候，我们是不是大家来一个什么脑力激荡， 这个 brainstorm 啊，我们就决定事情了呢？
Brothers and sisters, when it comes to serving and when there's a matter in the church you need to solve, do you just do a brainstorm session to get it solved?
我们看见，我们就如果是那样做的话，我们就失去了认识神的一个机会。
If you do such thing like a brainstorm, you will lose the opportunity of meeting that.
我们在祷告生活中就失去了一个听见神声音而且得着神祝福的机会。
In our prayer life, we will lose the opportunity to listen to the voice of God and seeing how he makes judgment in real time.
那么在27章里面还有另外一件更重要的事情。
There is another more important thing in chapter 27.
神告诉摩西说，你在地上的工作年日到了，你到这个亚巴林山上面去看我要赐给以色列地的应许地。
Our Lord has told Moses, well, your time on earth is almost up, and you need to go up this mountain and look at this promised land I'm giving you.
我们知道摩西没有跟神说啊，主啊，再多给我几年吧。但啊，他曾经求过，让我也进迦南地。神说不行。
Moses didn't ask God for more years, and you know he prayed for that before. Say, Lord, bring me into the land. And the Lord denied it.
摩西没有再说话，他接下来问了一个问题。他说在第十五节，我们看见他说。愿耶和华万人之灵的神立一个人治理会众。
So our Moses, after hearing the Lord deny his request, didn't say anything but ask a question, and I had a request. Verse 16, let Jehovah, God of spirits of all flesh, set a man over the assembly.
我们看见摩西没有先想到他的儿子，也没有想到他的帮手约书亚，他把这一切都放下来问主说，主啊，你选谁呢？
Moses didn't think about his son or his helper, Joshua, but to ask the Lord, who are you going to pick?
弟兄姊妹，摩西真是在这些事情上为我们做一个非常美好的榜样。
Moses set a good example when it comes to asking the Lord.
他是会求问的一个人。
He knows how to inquire.
会求问的人才是一个真正尊主为大的人。
The ones who know how to seek and how to inquire respect our Lord as the greatest.
我们常常都有一个心愿说，主啊，我要让你居首位，让你为大。但是我们从来不去问，主啊，你在这件事情上你的判断是什么？
We often say with our mouth, Oh Lord, you be the greatest. Let you be the most respected. But when it comes to making decisions, we never ask our Lord.
所以什么叫做求问的祷告呢？
What is the prayer seeking and inquiring?
当我们要做一个分辨，
We need to make a judgment.
我们要做一个选择，
We need to make a choice.
我们要做一个决定的时候，
We need to make a decision.
我们来到神的面前，把主权交给他。
We come in front of our Lord and give him the authority to make the decision.
求神来引导。
Ask our Lord to lead us.
求神来定夺 make decision.
Ask our Lord to make the decision for us.
这个叫做求问的祷告。
That is a prayer of inquiry.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见在过去的历史中，有许多的圣徒被带到这个侍奉的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we've seen that many servants of the Lord have been brought into the service.
我在这里特别要为我们两个聚会在教会承担责任进入侍奉的弟兄姊妹说一点，我们要常常在一起为着事情来求问等候。
Brothers and sisters, I want to say this to our brothers and sisters who are in serving the Lord. We should often pray together. We should often wait in front of the Lord quietly together.
那么我再用例子，旧约我们来到大卫的生活中，我们读撒母耳记上22章第六节。
Let's have another example. In the Old Testament, the life of David, the First Samuel chapter 22, verse 6.
对不起啊，不是二十二章， 是23章。
Verse 23, instead of...
我写错了啊。第十节。
Verse 23, chapter 23, verse 10.
那个时候大卫呢，被扫罗嫉妒，以至于他逃亡出去。
So at that moment, David was, Saul was very jealous of David, and to a point, David had to run out and escape.
那么大卫呢，他带着跟随他的人去救回，从非利士人的手中呢，救回了一个城，叫做基伊拉。
David had to, went to Philistine and brought a city back. The city's name is Keila.
那么他到基伊拉住在那里的时候，就听见风声说，扫罗知道他在基伊拉，要来捉拿他。
And David has heard a rumor saying Saul has come to Keilah to capture him.
在第撒母耳记上23章第9节那里，大卫知道扫罗设计谋害他，就对祭司亚比亚他说，将以弗得拿过来。
So when David learned that Saul was plotting against him, he said to Abiathar, the priest, bring the ephod.
那个时候呢，只有祭司有以弗得，但是这亚比亚他的以弗得呢，大卫就请他把以弗得拿过来。第十节说，大卫祷告说，耶和华以色列的神啊，你仆人听真了，扫罗要往基伊拉来，为我的缘故灭城。
So at that moment, only the priest has ephod, but David asked Abiathar to bring his ephod. So David said, Lord, God of Israel, your servant has heard definitely that Saul planned to come to Keilah and destroy the town on account of me.
大卫就问，他说，基伊拉人将我交在扫罗手里不交，扫罗照着你仆人所听的话下不下来，耶和华以色列的神啊，求你指示仆人。
So David asked, will the citizens of Keilah surrender me to him? Will Saul calm down as your servant has heard, Lord, God of Israel, tell your servant, and the Lord said he will.
我们看见大卫啊，他在环境中遇见了前途不明朗。
David has encountered something that's unclear in his journey.
他遇见了危险。
He's faced danger.
他对人他不够清楚，不够认识。
It wasn't clear. He didn't understand people well.
这个时候大卫呢，他因为有祭司在边上，他就求那个祭司把以弗得拿来，他们就祷告。
So David asked the priest because the priest had ephod and they prayed.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天人生谁都不敢对于明天，对我们周围的环境有100%的把握，对不对？
Brothers, sisters, no one can say I have 100% grip on what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们碰到前面别人看说这边有危险，那边会有事情，你怎么办呢？
When people say, well, there's danger here, there's danger there, what are you going to do?
别人都那样做呢，我今天是不是也要像人家一样那样做呢？
Others are doing that. Should I follow their footstep?
可能很多人呢，不把它当一回事，别人这样做，那我也这样做了，我们就忘记去求问。
Oftentimes, we think, oh yeah, we should follow what other people are doing, and we forgot to ask our God.
我们在主面前就失去了蒙主保守、接受主带领的那个福分。
And we have lost the blessing that we're being guided by God.
我要稍微做一点点的一个小小的见证。
I'm going to share a testimony.
在大概2年前。
About 2 years ago.
我的姊妹呢，被邀请去国内有一点服事。
My wife was asked to go to mainland China to have service.
那是2019年。
It was 2019.
那么 那个时候环境局势已经开始有一点点风声，啊，说不太稳定。
At that moment, there was some rumors is being unstable, the relationship.
有一次我们去德州服侍，有一对比我们年长的弟兄姊妹啊，很关心我们的脚步。
So we went to Texas and served, and we have met an elderly brother and sister. They really care about our journey.
他们在中国呢，啊，服侍还有做生意啊，很有经验。
They served and they had business in China. They were very experienced.
那一次他们很有爱心的，啊，请我们去他家，后来在别的弟兄姊妹家，那个姊妹都来跟我姊妹讲说，请你不要去大陆。
They were out of love. They brought us to their home and through other gatherings as well. The sister has came to my wife to say, I ask you not to go to China.
跟他说呢，不听我的话，你把我当作驴子，驴子也会说神的话的。
If you don't listen to me, just see me as a donkey. Donkey will speak the word of the Lord.
我们听了以后，心里就七上八下，到底该不该去啊？而且那一次是我姊妹单独一个人去，我没有去。
After hearing the talks, and we were kind of worried, we don't know what to do, and that's also why we're going along.
那么我姊妹就在主面前很慎重的祷告，主啊，第一个，如果是你要我去，你要给我清楚的负担，清楚的话语。
So Sister Amy prayed in front of the Lord seriously. The first thing she said was, Oh Lord, if you want me to go, you need to show me the clear sign of the burden. You need to show me how.
第二个，你要给我印证。
Number two, you need to show me sign.
好，那么我不愿意随我自己或者我自己的热心一定要去，我可以放下了，不去。
The journey is now out of my own zealous. It should be out of you. If just for me, I cannot go. I don't have to go.
第三个哈，在还有一个印证，要邀请那边弟兄姊妹，他们有平安。
And the third is also a sign that the other brothers and sisters in China must have peace.
那么他在主面前祷告呢，他越祷告，里面对那些从来没有见过的弟兄姊妹越有负担，有爱的感觉。
The more she prayed, she felt the burden within her is more clear. The brothers and sisters she have never met, the love she has manifested.
那么第二件事情，他就给航空公司，因为那个票他一年以前就订好了，他就跟航空公司讲说，现在可有人警告我了，我能不能到的时候，如果我不能成行的话，能不能退票？
So she called the airline company and asked, well, some people have warned me about some situation. If I couldn't go, can I ask for a refund?
结果那个接电话的那个先生就问，他说你为什么会不能成行？
So the person who answered the phone said, how come you don't think you can make the trip?
你既然是参加一个会议，去会议应该是没有问题的。
And she said, I'm going to a meeting. If the meeting couldn't happen, I couldn't go.
那么我姊妹就告诉她，这不是普通的会议，这是去向一批年轻的孩子传福音。
So Sister Amy said to this guy, well, this is not just a meeting. This is a gospel meeting to the younger gospel friend.
结果呢，那没想到那个先生啊，他立刻就转换态度，他说：“姊妹，你当然应该去，因为这是神的工作。”
So this worker changed his attitude 180 degrees and said, "Well, sister, you have to go. This is God's work."
但是他到底是在航空公司工作，他知道这个世界的各种状况。
And he knows what's going on in this world.
他就跟他说：“如果你在走的那一天。”不出了状况不能上飞机，我全额给你退票。
So he said, if on the day you just couldn't go, I'll refund you 100%.
那么我姊妹心里面就定下来，她说：“主啊，第二个你答应了。”
So Sister Amy has said to God, Oh Lord, you have made the second promise.
到了要聚会前一周啊， 邀请了弟兄姊妹，他们说我们全体在主面前祷告，我们里面有平安。
The week before, she's supposed to make the trip, and everybody, the invitation side out said, oh, sister, and every one of us has prayed upon our Lord.
我姊妹就去了。
So sister Amy, what?
他们聚会回来，我姊妹讲，每一堂聚会都有一个公安人员进到会场来走一圈，就是好像看不见那个讲员坐在讲台上，他就走一圈就出去，每天都来，都没有事情。
Sister Amy came back and said, well, every gathering we had, there is this police officer or just make a trip, walk in this meeting hall, just couldn't see, somehow couldn't see the ones we speaking. And nothing happened.
你知道吗？我们神的儿女们如果接受主的引领，我们是行走在神的同在和他的平安的里面。
Brothers and sisters, if we receive the guidance from our Lord, we are walking in His peace and His
presence. 所以有一首诗歌说哈，我们多少痛苦白白受，都是因为没有把万事带到主的宝座前来求问。
Because there is this hymn that we sing all the time. We have suffered in vain. It's just because we don't bring things to our Lord to pray.
我们问主说，主为什么这个事发生在我身上？为什么不发生在他身上？是因为你没有祷告，你不知没有行走在主的保护的里面。
We often ask, "Oh Lord, how come this happened to me? It didn't happen to other people?" Well, you didn't pray, and you're not walking the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹们，有的时候我们会碰到另外一些情况。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we will encounter some other situation.
我们读一下《列王记下》第十章25-27节。
Let's read the Second King, chapter 4, verse 25-27.
这是以利沙的一个经历。
And this is Elijah.
以利沙曾经被主带领了。有一个大户人家的姊妹妇人啊，那个苏念的妇人，她看出以利沙是属神的人。
Through, when Elisha was led by God, this Shunammite was able to recognize that he belongs to God.
这个妇人啊，她什么都没有缺乏，就是没有儿子。
This lady does not lack anything except a son.
以利沙就为他祷告说，神赐给你一个后裔，给你一个儿子。
Elisha prayed for the lady and said, God will give you a descendant.
果然这个妇人呢，这个敬虔爱主的姊妹，她就得着了儿子。
So this very faithful lady received a son.
但是当这个孩子长大，稍微有一点懂事，很可爱的时候，有一天他去看他爸爸的工作。回来就说头痛，人就过去了。
The son, when he was just a little boy, went to see his father's work, came back with a headache and passed away.
啊，那么这个妈妈的心里非常难过，很焦急啊，立刻被驴就去找以利沙。
The Shunammite was very sad, and so prepared a donkey to try to find Elisha.
他到了以利沙的面前呢，就抓住以利沙的脚。抱住他的脚了，要也说不出话来，也没说话。
So she was holding the feet of Elisha, couldn't speak anything.
那以利沙的仆人啊，这样不好啊，就要把他推开。以利沙说：“由他吧，因为他心里愁苦，但是他发生的事情，神没有告诉。”
So the servant of Elisha think, oh, this is kind of bad, holding my Lord's feet. Try to push her away. Elisha said, let her be. She's, the thing that's happening to her, the Lord didn't tell her.
弟兄姊妹，我们人生呢，亲近主，也有的时候一些事情，我们的经历是解不开的。
Brothers, sisters, when we come near our Lord, some experiences we just couldn't resolve.
为什么忽然会发生这个事情？
How come all of a sudden this happened to me?
弟兄姊妹，我们读那一段的遭遇，《列王记下》第四章，以利沙 虽然没有记载，我们知道他是紧紧的跟随住在他里面的圣灵。
Although 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 25-27 didn't describe, we knew that Elisha has grasped and hold on to the Holy Spirit that's dwelt within him.
我们知道在新约时代也有一个例子。
There is another example in the New Testament.
保罗呢，在所有弟兄姊妹的劝阻之下，他不听，他仍然往耶路撒冷去，他就被捉拿了，后来他就坐监了。
And in the New Testament, against all other brothers and sisters' warning, Paul went to Jerusalem. And he was captured and went to jail.
那么弟兄姊妹都非常困惑，保罗你为什么要做这件事情去惹麻烦呢？
All the brothers and sisters were so confused. Paul, why do you make such trouble?
等到保罗在罗马坐监，他写腓立比书的时候，他把这个问题解开了。
When Paul was being jailed in Rome and he was writing the book of Philippians,
保罗心里面充满了喜乐，充满了感谢，而且充满了光明。
He said he's full of joy, full of happiness, and full of light.
在腓立比书第一章第十二节到第十九节那里，保罗说：“我现在看清楚了。”
In the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 12-19, Paul says,
他说：“我被监禁了，我被捉拿，原来是为着福音的缘故。”
Because of the gospel, I was captured.
你知道保罗本来是一个非常有雄心，为着神的国度，非常。付代价的一个人。
You know, Paul in the beginning had a lot of big goals for the kingdom of God. He wanted to do a lot of things.
所以我们读罗马书就看见了，那个时候世界的政治、经济、文化、军事的中心在罗马，保罗就巴不得去罗马传福音。
We knew from the book of Romans that Paul wanted to go to Rome to spread the gospel because it's the epicenter of the world.
神一直没有给他开路。没有听他的祷告。
But God never opened the door for Paul to go to Rome.
最后神用一个非常特别的方式带领他，就是让他带着锁链被捆绑到了罗马。
At the end, God gave him an opportunity. It was a very special opportunity for him
弟兄姊妹呢
to be up and brought to go to Rome.
弟兄姊妹们为着保罗这个经历啊，都很难过，甚至有人责怪保罗，有人生气啊。就故意出去传福音，要保罗受苦。
Some of the brothers and sisters were so upset, they went out to spread the gospel to make Paul suffer.
但是保罗在写腓立比书时候说：“弟兄姊妹，我现在明白了，是为着主的福音的缘故。”
And he, when he wrote the book of Philippians, he wrote that, "Oh brothers and sisters, I know the purpose now be me being bonded is because of gospel."
第一个直接的原因。
The first direct reason.
如果他是自由的身份去罗马，他绝对见不到当时世界大帝国的那个皇帝，对不对？他是一个平民百姓，他怎么有资格去向皇帝传福音呢？
If he went as a free citizen, how can he spread the gospel to the emperor of the most powerful empire?
但是他带着锁链呢。那皇帝不见他也要见他。
Now he's bonded. The emperor has to see him.
他能够向当时世界最大帝国的君王传讲那位万王之王为我们钉十字架的耶稣。
Now, because he was bonded in jail, now he has the opportunity to spread the gospel to the emperor about Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the ones that be nailed on the cross.
而且来看守他的这些军人呢，都是皇家的这个御林军，而且保罗呢，因着坐监，就把整个御林军都带得救了。
Because Paul was jailed, his prison guard was actually the royal guard of the king or the emperor. Because Paul was in the prison, the entire jail guard was saved.
这个。弟兄姊妹，那个是御林军啊，他们是 Royal Guard 他们的 Jail Guard 啊，他们呢都信了耶稣基督。
So the entire royal guard believed Jesus Christ is
Lord. 不仅如此，因着保罗的申诉，把福音的真理清楚地向世人表达出来，这是一个见证。
In addition to all that, because of Paul, his description, he has explained the truth of the gospel to everybody.
弟兄姊妹，所以有的时候我们在教会经历里面也会很痛苦的，我们在人生经历中也会很困惑的。
Brothers and sisters, in our own church service, we often suffer. In our own personal experience, we're also very confused.
好，我们在这些点上面，我们来学习求问神。
So on this, we're learning how to seek and inquire with our God.
所以这个求问呢，不是立刻就得着答案，我们乃是伏在神大能的手下，看他怎样回答我。
This type of seeking and inquiry would not receive the answer right away, but we are now coming down in front of our God and looking and seeking Him.
常常是从那个经历中结出果子来了，弟兄姊妹，我们就明白神的旨意。
Often through experience, we're bearing this good fruit, and now we know that that is the purpose of our Lord.
有的时候在侍奉中，我们会受考验。
Sometimes in our own service, we'll experience that trial.
有的时候我们会受试探引诱。
Sometimes in our own service, we'll experience temptation.
这个时候求问呢，就是我们学习来依靠神。
Now we are learning how to rely on God, how to trust.
寻求神的指示。并且预备自己来遵行神的命令。
Seeking the guidance of God and seeking how we can follow God's order.
我们主耶稣在肉身中为我们做了最好的榜样。
Our Lord Jesus Christ made the best example in the flesh.
我们主耶稣在30岁的时候受浸完就开始他公开的侍奉。
On the age of 30, after being baptized, our Lord Jesus Christ started his service.
在他侍奉中呢，他有做了一件事情，就是从那些所有来跟从他的人中间，拣选12个人做他的门徒。
And out of all the people that's following him, he picked the 12 as his disciples.
主没有用人的眼光，没有用他个人的喜好来拣选12个人。
Our Lord didn't choose the 12 disciples based on our own perspective, our own view.
在路加福音第六章12节到13节，我们看见主在拣选之前呢，通宵的祷告，直到天亮。
We see that in the book of Luke chapter 6 verse 12 and 13, our Lord prayed day and night in prayers to God.
Until day dawn, day break. 一直到天亮，什么？有人讲那个天亮就是父神的心意啊，父神。这十二个人的名单是父神给他的，他亮了，他就起来做这件事情。
So when day dawned, the list of 12 disciples was given by the Father God.
我们常常想，主耶稣既然是神呢，他难道不知道犹大会卖他？
And some people will ask, well, our Lord Jesus Christ is God. Does he not know that Judas will sell him?
他当然知道。
Of course he knew.
要是我们人的话，我们一定要避免这种人，让他离我越远越好，对不对？
If it's our own will, we say, well, I want to stay as far as I can from you.
但是他祷告，父神说，这就是十字架的道路。
Our Lord Jesus Christ prayed, and he said, this is the way to the cross.
你甘不甘心情愿让你的门徒把你卖掉？
Are you willing to let your disciple to sell you out?
我们知道，我们的主在这个点上他顺服父的旨意。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ obeyed his Father God.
这个叫做求问的祷告。
This is the prayer of seeking and inquire.
在祷告中求问，寻求神的旨意。
Seeking in prayers and seeking the guidance of Lord in the prayer.
并且预备好自己来遵主而行。
We prepare ourselves well and so we can listen to our God and follow God's word.
这样才叫做愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
This is what's called "May your will be done on earth as in heaven."
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们接下来要和大家分享一点。
Secondly, I want to share with you.
我们为什么在祷告中求问？
Why are we seeking and inquiring in our prayer?
其实刚才讲的已经有一些答案
了。We have given some answers.
我们知道，我们人活在地上，跟神是远离的。
We know that we live on this earth are far away from our God.
为什么呢？因为撒旦借着谎言呢，把罪进到人的生命的里面。
Because through lies and deceiving, Satan is giving death. 所以
人活在地上，不相信神，不认识神的时候，以赛亚告诉我们说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
And when we are not believers, we don't believe, as Isaiah said in chapter 53, verse 6, as we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way.
如果我们祷告生活中从来没有去求问过神，
If in our own prayer life we have never seek and inquire from our Lord,
我们人生的一切呢，就是自己做主。
Our life we're making decisions ourselves. We are our own God.
神也许可我们让你自己做主。
God permit that.
那我们的生活呢？就是神许可的道路，不是神命定的道路。
Then our life is God permitted, not God has ordered.
我自己在小的时候啊，还读初中的时候，在教会就听带领我们的弟兄告诉我们。
During my middle school years, I've listened to some brothers in our church that said,
他说啊，我们的人生要走神命定的道路。不要走神许可的道路。
We should live the life that God has ordered us to live, not the life that God permitted us to live.
Now we walk the way God commands us to walk, 而不是我们去 ask the Lord to permit us to walk. 弟兄姊妹，神许可，神是无可奈何的，神命定乃是神要祝福的。
When God permit,He doesn't want to do anything with it, but when God commands, He wants to bless us.
我们如果学习照着神的应许，照着主的应许，我们在祷告中来寻求他的旨意。
If we, if we live for our own, sorry, I lost the track. Can you repeat that?
没有关系。如果我们在祷告中来求问
，If we seek in our prayer，
来寻求明白神的旨意
，Try to understand the will of God，
这个祷告就是一个机会，让我们亲近神。
That is an opportunity that we can come close to God。
我们人生中发生各种难处的时候，你就不会埋怨，你反而觉得这是一个机会。
When we face difficulties in our life, we will not complain, but we see this is opportunity.
我以前服侍年轻学生的时候，他们都说伯弟兄做人好难啊。
When I was serving younger brothers and sisters, I said, "Oh, brother Bor, being a human is so hard."
我说难在哪里呀？
I asked, "Why is it so difficult?"
他说这个事要我决定，那个事要我选择，我都不知道前面会怎么样。
They say, I have to make all sorts of decisions. I don't know what the future is like.
但是一个会求问的人，越难，他越开心。
So the ones who know how to seek, the harder the decisions they have to make, the happier they are.
为什么呢？这是他经历神的一个机会，亲近神的一个凭借。
Because this is the way, the media that they can experience God.
使我们越过越认识我所信的是谁。
The more we live, the more we know that the one we believe is God.
就好像使徒保罗在他要离开世界以前，他能够那样喜乐地说，因我深知我所信的是谁。
Like our Paul, before he left this earth and went to see the Lord, he said, because I know deeply that the one I believe is God.
他对神呢，有一个深刻的信任。
He had this deep trust in our Lord.
这个信任是神在他身上赢来的，不是赐给他的。
this trust that he had for God has been won by God, not had been given by God.
弟兄姊妹们，你我越会求问，我们对神的信靠就越紧。
The more you can seek and inquire, the deeper the trust that we would have.
如果我们习惯了凡事都真的到主面前求问，并且预备好来遵行他的旨。
If we get used to seeking the Lord on everything and be ready to do His will.
弟兄姊妹，经过一段年日以后，我们自己可能不觉得。
Perhaps through some period of time, we didn't realize that ourselves.
但是我们，别人可以从我们身上看见，这个人他开始改变。
But others, we see that, well, this person is changing.
他改变到一个情形，脱离了他自己的固执的个性。
To a point that this person is no longer stubborn.
啊，脱离了他这个，我最近常常听一些弟兄讲，我这个头脑很强大。强大的头脑。
Getting away and staying away from your very strong brain.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，在这样的生活中，我们十字架的印记在我们身上就清楚了。
And in this type of life, the mark of the cross has been clear.
接下来我要花一点时间和弟兄姊妹讲到怎么学习在祷告中求问神。
Next, I'm going to talk about how you can learn how to seek and inquire God in your prayer life.
有一篇诗篇我非常喜欢。
There is this psalm that I really like.
诗篇二十七篇。
Psalm 27.
我先读其中的两节。
I'm going to read two verses first.
我相信我们中间很多弟兄姊妹都很熟悉这一篇诗。
I believe some brothers and sisters are very familiar with this.
我也盼望弟兄姊妹把这篇诗里面你喜欢的经文把它背下来。
I hope you can start to memorize some of the verses.
第四节。
Verse 4.
有一件事我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
Verse 4, it said, one thing have I asked of Jehovah, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah, and to inquire of him in his temple.
第八节，你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。
It says, my heart said to you, seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek.
我们知道大卫是一个惯于求问神的人。
We knew that David is the one that always seeks God.
他做王了以后，他周围有仇敌，他要出去打仗，他一定祷告。
After he become king, every time he go out of battle, he always pray.
他问神说，我可不可以去打这个仗？
He prayed to the Lord, said, Lord, should I go out in battle?
神说可以。
Lord said yes.
他没有因着这个他就出去打仗了。
Not because of that, he went out and fight you.
他还问神说，我该怎么出去打仗？
Then he asked more. He said, Lord, how should I fight?
神说，你正面的出去。
You go straight forward.
第二次他说，主啊，我可不可以去打仗？
Second time he asked, can I go out and fight?
主说，你可以。
The Lord said yes.
然后再问，那么这一次我怎么打？
And he said, how should I fight this time?
主告诉他说，你这一次啊，要把兵呢、啊、摆在树林的里面，听见树梢上有脚步声的时候，你就出击。
The Lord said, you hide your troops in the forest, or in all the trees. When you hear steps atop the trees, you go out and fight.
大卫他求问神，为什么他爱慕神的同在。
The reason David go out and pray and seek our Lord is because he treasures the presence of the Lord.
所以我们看见在诗篇二十七篇，他说有一件事，主啊，我曾求过你，我现在还要再说，请你耐烦的听我说吧。
So that's why David asked, he said, one thing, you know, I have asked you for, I'm going to ask you again, please be patient.
我寻求的是什么事呢? 叫我一生一世住在你的殿中,瞻仰你的荣美。
What have I seen? I really just want to live in your house, Lord, and to behold your beauty.
是的,一直注视神的荣美,看见神生命里面何等的荣耀,何等的美丽。
When David is asking to behold the beauty of the Lord, is to look at the beauty, to enjoy the glory of God.
这种生活是什么生活呢?
What type of life is that?
就是我的心在主的身上。
Is my heart is on our Lord.
这个叫做预备自己的心。
That's called preparing your heart.
弟兄姊妹,我们每次来聚会, 最重要的是预备自己的心。
Brothers and sisters, every time you come to a gathering, you prepare your heart.
比如说主日早上有波饼聚会,
let's say there is a the Lord's table on Sunday morning.
那么我们礼拜六就不要晚睡, 不要出去party. 我遇见一些弟兄姊妹认真的, 讲我们礼拜六出去, 弟兄姊妹爱宴交通, 8点钟一定结束, 赶快回家。
I've had encountered some brothers and sisters. Sure, we can have fellowship. Sure, we can have love feast. But when we finish by 8 o'clock and come home.
为什么呢? 我要预备我的心, 明天早上我要在聚会中敬拜我的主。
And how come we go home so early? Well, because we want to go home and prepare our heart, and we want to come to church and worship.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你做爸爸的, 如果你做母亲的, 还有孩子在你身边, 你们这样做, 这个家的气氛就不一样了。
Brothers, sisters, as parents, if you start a practice like that, the atmosphere will be different in your family.
求问,不是你把问题问了就得着答案了,你的心的问题。
When you seek, you will not just get answers, but you have new questions.
在灵里面真的是爱慕主。
You really love the Lord in the spirit.
主,我需要你,如果我看不见你的荣美,好,我在这件事情上就走投无路了。
I desire you. If I couldn't see the beauty, couldn't see your beauty on this matter, I have nowhere to go.
弟兄姊妹,你我试试看。
Brother, this is give it a try.
你知道,大卫写诗篇27篇呢,其实他外面的人是非常害怕的。
Brother, this is when Paul, when David wrote this, Psalms 27, he was very afraid.
他遇见的仇敌是他 知道他们多强大,多诡诈。He
has encountered some enemies. He knows how crafty and how dangerous those people can be.
大卫这时候心里面非常渴想要见神的面,注视他的荣美。
And David desires to see our Lord, seek our Lord's face and behold his beauty.
主动的,有意的到神的面前来。这什么意思? 他人来了,心也在神的面前。
So, he purposely and subjectively came to in front of our Lord and prayed. So he bring his will toward his Lord.
那么我们把自己的心愿告诉主，我们要等候父神来回答我们。
We give our will to our Lord. We pray. And we waiting for our Lord to answer back.
我们觉得主耶稣在克西玛尼园的祷告是最好的一个榜样。We
believe that the prayer that our Lord Jesus Christ has given in the Garden of Gethsemane has been the best example.
主要上十字架之前, 他把他的意愿,他的感觉告诉神, 他说,若是父啊, 若是能行, 求你把这个杯挪去。
Before going on the cross, our Lord Jesus Christ has described his feeling and given his will to our Lord and said, oh Lord, if this can pass, unless I drink it, this will be done.
但是不要照我的意思。
Not according to my will.
所以我们进入神的同在，俯伏在他面前的时候，我们学会把自己的意志降服下来。So
when we go pray, we seek our Lord in the prayer, we give up our will.
我们看见,
surrender.
好，弟兄姊妹，世界上人说一切都听你的，有一种西方人有一个动作，把手举起来，然后往下这样子。 都听你的,都听你的。我们在神面前有没有这样做过?
We have this motion where we're like, oh, we bow down to you, we listen all to you. Do we do that to our Lord?
我们常常像雅各一样，跟天使摔跤，摔完了爬起来了，还是我强。
We often like Jacob, we wrestle with the angels and we come up and say, oh, I'm stronger.
弟兄姊妹，你学过求问的祷告，这第二步很重要。主啊，我有我的看法，我有我的喜好，我有我的拣选，但是这些都不重要。你的旨意是什么？我放下我的。
Brothers, sisters, you have learned seeking and inquiring in their prayer. The second step is you say, Lord, I have my thought, I have my opinion, but that's none of them important. I'm willing to surrender all of that and go with you, your will.
我愿意归零，我愿意投降。
I want to be with the Spirit. I want to surrender myself.
我们在年轻的时候，年长基督徒教导我们，他说：“弟兄姊妹，你要学会放手。”
The elderly brothers and sisters told us to let go.
第二个，要学会下来。
The second thing we need to learn is to descend or to come down.
Come down, yeah. 一个人肯放手，我们才可能下来。
When we can let go, we can calm down.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做舍己。
Brother, sister, that's called surrendering the soul.
舍己不是咬紧牙根的，拼上去没有用的。
Surrendering yourself is not biting the bullet and letting go.
乃是我们在主的面前呢，常常的操练。
It's oftentimes we practice in front of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，若是你有一点这样的学习和经历。
Brother, sister, if you have such experience,
我们会发现求问的祷告其实是最有福气的祷告，最蒙福的人生。
We can feel that the prayer of seeking and inquiring is the most blessed.
我要用保罗他出去传道的这个学习和大家一起分享。
I want to use Paul's experience to share with all of us.
在使徒行传十三章，我们看见在安提阿五位弟兄一起祷告。侍奉神，禁食侍奉神的时候。
We see in Acts chapter 13, there's five brothers in Antioch praying and fasting together, serving the Lord.
他们禁食就告诉我们说，他们放下合法的权利，我不讲理由的，伏在神的面前。
When they pray, and you can see from Acts chapter 13, they're giving up their authority, and they're giving up their rights so they can surrender and serve the Lord.
圣灵就清楚地向他们五个人说话。
And the Holy Spirit has clearly spoken to all five of them.
要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗出去做我要他们做的工。
And for me, sent Barnabas and Saul out to serve.
那么弟兄们呢，立刻就和教会交通，他们就为他们按手，就打发他们去。
Therefore, these five brothers fellowship and shared that with the rest of the church, lay hands on them and sent them out.
那是在圣灵管理教会第一次看见圣灵打发人出去。
That's the first time we see the Holy Spirit in control of the church send somebody out to do work.
那么巴拿巴和扫罗呢？巴拿巴年纪大。所以巴拿巴带头他是居比路人，就是 Cyprus 那边他就带着保罗先回他的家乡传福音，圣灵也印证。
Because Barnabas was older and Barnabas came out of Cyprus, Barnabas brought Paul to Cyprus to spread the gospel, and the Lord permitted that.
那是因为是第一次，所以呢，神许可人神来印证或者来背书，让说你们做的是我愿意你们这样做。
Because that's permitted by God, and that's the first time God has sent someone out, and God was there, was supporting their work for them to go out.
God endorsed their action. 那么第二次，保罗和希拉一起出去的时候，就不是这样。
The second time Paul went out with Silas, it was not like that.
我们看见了，这个时候保罗和他的同工们就要学求问的功课。
And this time, Paul and the rest of the co-laborers learned the lessons of seeking.
所以他们保罗想要往皮推尼去，这个耶稣的灵不许可。
Paul want to go to
Bithynia.
Bithynia. The Holy Spirit didn't allow.
那么他要想要到这个亚西亚去讲道。
Paul wanted to go to Asia, but was forbidden by the Holy Spirit as well.
圣灵禁止他们。
The Holy Spirit forbidden him.
这个时候，保罗和希拉呢，就学到一个功课，我们不要自己去选。
Paul and Silas learned a lesson and not to pick any destination themselves.
我们不要先做了，然后要圣灵再背书给我们盖一个章，我们不能这样，那是我们做主。而不是圣灵做主。
We should not start something and ask our God to endorse us, to stamp on it. That's us being our own Lord, not asking God to be our Lord.
我们看见他们就到了这个，到了特罗亚去，在那里等候。
So they went to Troy. Troas.
Yeah, Troas. They waited at
Troas.
他们没有自己行动。
They didn't go anywhere on their own will.
读使徒行传十六章第六节到第十节啊，我在那里推敲了很久。
I was contemplating on Acts chapter 16, 16 for a long time.
因为从第十节以后呢，路加记载就不是他们了，而是说我们了。可见从第十节以后，路加进到这个团队里面。
It's very interesting that after verse 10, before verse 10 was them, they, but after that it was we. So you can see Luke joined the team.
这是神的旨意。保罗需要一个同工，而这个同工主早就预备了，但是他还没有信主。
We knew that is the will of God. Paul needed his co-labor, and God has prepared this co-labor for a long time. At that moment, Luke was not did not accept our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果他们不在特罗亚安定的住下来，等候一段时期，他得不着路加。
If Paul and Silas didn't really stay in Troas for a long time and waited, they couldn't have Luke.
那么你想，一个人从他得救到他认识神的道路，肯加入这个侍奉、吃苦、为主受苦的团队，要多少时间呢？
So we think about it. How long it takes a person from accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord, be getting ready to, what be willing to serve, getting ready to serve the Lord. How long does it really take?
我们知道吕底亚一家是一得救他们就侍奉了，那真是圣灵奇妙的工作。
And we know that the family of Lydia, the entire family accepted the Lord right after, entire family starts serving right after they serve the, they accept the Lord as.
但是我比较从人性的角度来看这个问题。
But let's not look at this through our own human nature.
我觉得大概呢，保罗跟希拉在那，还有提摩太哈，在那里大概住了六个月。
I think Paul, Silas, and Timothy lived in Troas for 6 months.
他传福音给路加，路加奇妙的得救了，但是一个希腊人。而且是个医生，他要看见属灵的异象，那真是圣灵的工作。而且保罗不住的向他的交通。
So during the 6 months in Troas, Paul spread the gospel to Luke. You know, Luke as a Greek, he's also a doctor, and he's seen the work of the Holy Spirit. And Paul is continually fellowship with Luke. How difficult is that?
我用这个啊，保罗、希拉和提摩太放下他们去亚细亚，放下他们去庇推尼，然后他们到了特罗亚，这是神的旨意。
So now we're seeing that the will of God is to have Paul give up their work to Asia, give up their work in Bithynia, but to stop in Troas.
我们在求问的生活里面，是学十架功课最好的机会。
And the best opportunity to learn about the cross is in our prayer seeking.
当我们把我们的意愿问题都告诉主以后，我们学习保守自己的灵，安静安息的，像仆人一样 势力。
When we have given our will and our inquiries to our Lord, we are preserving our spirit and we're looking at our Lord like a servant.
我们等候神来做工。
We're waiting for our Lord to work.
不伸自己的手。
We don't raise our own hand.
不用自己的办法。
We don't use our own method.
不贯彻自己的主张。
We don't have our own opinion.
弟兄姊妹，你我人生每一件小事都可以学。
Brothers and sisters, every little thing in our life to learn from it.
你我如果学过一次，你就知道神的路是最好的路。
If you have learned that once or twice, you will realize that the best path is the Lord.
神的作为是最蒙福的一个领受的最好的祝福。
The work of the Lord is the best blessing you can ever.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我在这些点上学习，主会细心的、耐心的，并且充满了喜乐的来教导我。
Brothers and sisters, if you're learning through your prayers and seeking, our Lord will patiently, carefully teaching you how to do it.
最后，我要用《民数记》啊，先知巴兰做一个见解和弟兄姊妹分享。
Brothers and sisters, I'll give you an example through the Numbers chapter 22, the prophet Balaam.
我们知道巴兰是米甸一个外邦人，但是他是耶和华的真先知。
So Balaam is a Midian, but he's somehow a real prophet of our Lord Jehovah.
他是一个真先知，那么他认识神，他也知道神的法则。
He's a true prophet, and he knows who God is, and he knows God's law.
但是有一天呢，这个摩押王派了使臣，带了重的礼物来请他去咒诅以色列。
But somehow one day the king of Moab decided to bring a lot of treasures and ask Balaam to curse the Israelites.
这一个试探呢，就是小孩子也知道，根本不要去问神了，你就拒绝就对了。因为神的旨意非常清楚，对不对？神绝对不会咒诅他自己的百姓。
This temptation coming from King of Moab, you know, even a little kid knows, don't do it. God will never ask anybody to curse Israelites.
但是那个人的高台，还有给他的礼物，就把他的目光、注意力全都吸引过去。
But people's boasting and people's gift has attracted Balaam to go do it.
所以这个巴兰呢，就做得很属灵的样子。我能不能去？我要去问我的主人耶和华。
And Balaam had asked, "Well, whether I could do it or not, I need to go ask my Lord Jehovah."
问了一次两次，主就说你要去你就去吧。
He asked once or twice, "Our Lord Jehovah permitted. If you want to go, you should go."
弟兄姊妹，这就我刚刚讲的，神命定的，神的旨意是不改变，但是神许可的。如果我们这样做，神就不负责任。
This is what I had just said. God, what God has committed will never change. But if you want to do something God can only permit, God is not responsible for.
我们都知道巴兰的下场。
And we know how Balaam ended.
他每次去这个献祭，然后他想要咒诅的时候，他这个眼睛一闭上，神就用他的口说出祝福，并且极其宝贵的预言。
And you know how it ended for Balaam. Every time he offered sacrifice and tried to curse the Israelites, every time he closed his eyes, things flowing out of his mouth were blessings and this treasure's prophecy.
但是等到他这些祷告预言说完了，私下谈话的时候，他仍然受不了那个引诱。
After he had blessed Israelites, and now he's on the side talking, he couldn't bear the temptation.
他就出一个主意，败坏了以色列。
He had this one idea, tried to damage the Israelites.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个见解。巴兰最后死在刀下。
And that should be an example for all of us.
所以我们在求问的祷告中，心很重要。
Brothers and sisters, when you pray, when you seeking, your heart is very important.
我们要全心的专心的而不能三心二意的不能脚踏两条船。
We should wholeheartedly pray as when we seek. You should not be on two.
在寻找神旨意的时候不能坚持自己也不能保留自己。
When you pray, you should not withhold yourself and you should not, you should not withhold your idea.
好我们向主说主啊我要走你的路我不要走你许可的路。
Brothers and sisters, you should always say, Lord, I want to walk on the path of yours. I don't want to walk on the path that you permitted.
但愿我们在求问的祷告事情上我们有丰富的经历。
Brothers and sisters, I hope we experience abundantly of our Lord when we see.
特别是在教会侍奉弟兄姊妹因为这是关乎神祭司国度的事情。
Especially in our church, in our service, because it matters to us, because we are a kingdom of priests.
但愿我们都抓住今生的机会。
Let us grasp this idea, let us grasp the opportunity.
我们在主面前学习做祭司，每一个人都有一个以弗德。
Let us learn how to be priests, let us all of us have a ephod in front of us.
我们借着祷告认识我们的神。
Through prayers, we'll get to know more about our God.
把神的旨意带进自己的生活，带进教会的生活，带到这个世界上来。
Bring the will of God to our life, to other people's life, and to the rest of the world.
好，我今天晚上就交通这么多。
Here's my fellowship.
接下来能不能请弟兄姊妹有一点祷告好吗
？Let's have our brothers and sisters pray.
如果你有感动。请弟兄姊妹，你可以开口祷告。我们因为时间不早了，大概有四五位，好不好？然后我们最后啊、请这个如明弟兄跟杨玉弟兄带我们结束。主，愿我们的心被你吸引，愿我们在人生的道路上面。学习寻求你的面，学习在你的荣光中来求问，把我们人生无论是个人的、家庭的，啊，还有前途，更是你的教会、神的家，主啊，我们都借着祷告到你面前来寻求明白神的心意，接受神的引导，好叫你的作为。能够借着我们这些属你的儿女彰显在地上。主啊，我们实在感谢你，常常我感觉自己何等的微小，但是你却给我们何等样的权柄，让我们靠着耶稣基督的名，靠着主耶稣的血，我们可以来亲近爱我们的父神。我们可以在祷告中与父神交通，在祷告中我们来交托，在祷告中我们来寻求。谢谢你给我们的应许，你说你们寻找的就寻见，但愿我们在生活中更多的经历你话语的信实和宝贵。谢谢你听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
阿门。